There are many things about family members we don't know and never will unless we ask. Asking us how Radioactive's Mimi Zacharias learned about how her aunt left for war at only age 16.
My relative Akbara Esfaha is someone I've always admired. She is well known throughout the Eritrean community in Seattle. I asked some of my cousins to describe her.
What's the first word that comes to mind when you think of Akbarat?
Funny.
Cheerful.
She's confident.
Her confident and authoritative voice always seems to ring through the room.
She's a beast. She's a boss.
I've known Akbara almost my whole life, but there are many things I don't know about her. Akbara grew up in a small village in Eritrea called Adibazahannis. She went to school until the 8th grade, and after that, she stayed home and prepared for the main job many other girls in her village had.
Yeah, I would be housewife, like my mom, like my sister.
But her life plans changed. Eritrea was fighting to gain its independence from its neighboring country, Ethiopia. And after seeing what was happening, Akbara was motivated to go fight.
Because that's nothing, that's my decision to go. So sometimes I scare, but I was that time, I finished it, you know, I'm done. I have to go. That's it.
So at only 16, Akbara left home for the first time without her parents' permission.
It was hard, yeah, but I enjoyed, you know. I loved to take everything. I was active, military and politically.
Eritrea had a small population, so the military needed women to become soldiers. They were able to drive tanks, use guns, and they sometimes even became commanders. Akbara told me about how today, whenever people ask her about her time in the field,
can we ask you, you was in the field, so you know how to use a gun? I said, yeah, they was shot.
The Eritrean soldiers faced everything from extreme weather to having a small army and limited supplies, including food.
I remember that. I never forget. We're fighting. We don't have any food. We didn't eat 4 days except sugar and water. When I remember that day, I cried, you know. There's a lot of people, they pass away from that. Yeah.
It's shocking that Akbara went through all this when she was my age. Akbara had one friend she became closest with.
Her name is Rosa, my friend. When it's coming, they kill her. So I never forget that.
Later on, Akbara named her only daughter after Rosa, the friend she had lost. In those harsh conditions, the women proved themselves as equals to men.
Some men, they look women down.
Yeah.
But we fight, we stand for our right, so we got it equal treatment.
And over time, gained a lot of respect from male soldiers.
Like brothers and sisters, we are, you know, they take care of me, I take care of them.
Akbara fought for 2 years and served as first aid assistant in the hospitals for 5. This helped her become the comfortable, courageous, and confident person I know today. Akbara and her family moved to the United States in 1991 as refugees. Today, she lives in Linwood, and she makes sure to tell the women her life about what all the women soldiers did for Eritrea. She also helps in organizing the Eritrean Women's Day event in Seattle. It's held every year on March 8th.
We organize how we talk about the Women's Day, why we are equal with a man. We rented hall, we have a music, we done our hairs, everything's like wedding. So we celebrate that day.
During this day, people celebrate the war that was won with its many courageous women soldiers. And I didn't even know about it until I made the story.
Oh, you never did?
No.
Oh, we go March 8th is, we celebrate every year. So maybe I will remind you this year.
Okay.
Signing off, I'm Mimi Zacharias.